Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
'Cause I got you, babe.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter,
no. And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth live at the Omaha Country Club. Doug Duda with you for the 34th annual U.S. Senior Open. Jim Langan back in the studio. Had an opportunity to chat briefly with Fred Funk. He was one of the first big names to get out early today and have a practice round, and we'll be hearing from many more on the show as the week progresses. And again, a reminder, folks, don't forget the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest coming up Friday from the air-conditioned Hilltop Mall. Some great prizes up there. Go to and find out more on our website, and you can also sign up at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got to the point with your help and with the great listeners and the great competitors that we have about maxed out about 22, I think, competitors last year is what we had. And we just don't want you to want to compete and then just think you can show up and all of a sudden we have too many people. So guarantee your spot at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, this is a little like what you see on the 4th of July in the Nathan's Hot Dog. We have better hot dogs with Troutman's quality meats. They're a little bit bigger. You get 30 minutes to sit down and eat them. You can put the ketchup and the mustard on. And let's face it, I don't know that anyone's ever eaten more than 15 in a half an hour. Do you think you can come in and enjoy a great meal and nail some hot dogs for 30 minutes this Friday? Then we'd love to have you. We've got some great prizes, and you can find out more at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get signed up for the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is coming up this Friday. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk a little bit about Minnesota football with Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And we will continue to try to bring you each one of our 12 teams in 12 days around 11:30 on the show each and every day. And we want to remind you that coming up on Thursday's show, the man, Phil Steele, will be joining us at the very start of the program. Thursday, start of the program, Phil Steele will be joining us. He's got the number one college football magazine in the country and has for a number of years. And speaking of number one, Jimmy, I have that guilty pleasure of watching a little bit of tennis out there, and I saw most of the quarterfinals, semifinals, and probably even less of the final yesterday because of Sunday. But Andy Murray, it was just cool to see the monkey come off the backs. All those people you knew just waiting to explode in Great Britain, in London, for one of their own. It had been 77 years since somebody in their country had won their tournament, and he did it with impressive scores over the number one player in the world.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it kind of reminded me of the Olympics when a host city is hosting an Olympic game, yep, and somebody from their country does something really well that they're really proud of, you know, and it's a country that doesn't win a lot of gold medals, but boy, when they won that one, they wanted to win it really bad. So yeah, I agree with you. That was kind of what I watched when I watched the highlights on ESPN. There was a lot of excitement there. You're right.
Early on, I didn't think it was their best tennis, either one. You just, after that Nadal-Federer final a couple of years ago, everybody measures it by that, and I guess to be an epic anymore, you got to go five sets. Well, that's about as epic as a three-setter. If it goes over 3 hours, you're talking over 5 hours for anything that goes into five sets. So congratulations. It was cool to watch. I mentioned earlier before we went into a break, I had a little story about one of your ex-officiating buddies out there. Well, Timmy Teal's down here with his kids. And, of course, as we said, it's a great opportunity to get autographs from the players and maybe even get a photo with them or to walk around and watch them and interact, because they're a lot more free, the players are, to talk today and do things with the fans. Well, you know how it is, and I'm not sure how old Timmy's boy is. He looks like he's somewhere in that 12-year-old range, 10 to 12-year-old range, and so he's getting the autographs. And Fred Funk is there, and Esteban Toledo, and they're coming up. Well, the group ahead of them, and just to be nice, there are a couple of guys that you probably haven't heard of. But one of them was of Oriental descent. He went over, he got the autographs from both of the players as they walked off, and he ran over and he said to his dad, "Was that KJ Troy?"
Is that right?
Who, of course, isn't eligible for the Senior Open, but just a young kid. He didn't know any better. He's trying to get all the autographs that he wants. And Tim turned to me and he says, "That's going to be on the show, isn't it?"
Yeah, but it is now.
I said, well, let's make sure it is. But, you know, it's just cool to see the kids out there. And that's the way you learn, too. No, that's not. But this is who it is. And this is where he's playing. And it doesn't matter the sport. You find ways to learn that way. And I thought that was pretty fun.
That's a great story, Doug. Hey, I wanted to ask you a quick question. We have to take a break. You want me to wait till the break's over?
No, go ahead.
Hey, I want you to think about it, and that is on the All-Star. You know, the Puig from the Dodgers, there's a lot of conversation whether he should be in or not in. You know, I know there's a lot of different opinions on this. I don't really have a strong one, but I wondered what you thought, because sometimes you have a stronger opinion than I do on All-Star selections and who gets in, because I do know there's some players that have put in 20 years and they're going out and this is going to be their last one. Or do you take a guy that's only played in 40 games but has made a huge impact and a huge difference?
You know, Jimmy, I'm gonna talk on a couple of levels here to answer that question. I don't follow Major League Baseball as much as I used to. I can't even tell you the 9 starters for the Royals anymore. So Royals and Braves, that used to not be a problem. Rattle them right off and you could tell them who the 8 starters and some of the pitchers were. And this whole Puig thing, and I'm listening to Timmy Kirkjian this morning saying the third baseman from the Oakland A's should be in the All-Star game. Well, we've already got a ton of guys that are in the All-Star game. I don't want them to just start bringing everybody that's even close to getting in. But this Puig kid has sparked interest in the game. And you may never hear from him again. How many times did Mark the Bird Fidrich pitch in the All-Star game? I mean, there are flashes in the pan out there. How many times did Bo Jackson get to play in the All-Star game? Totally separate reasons. But if this kid is bringing interest to the game and he's playing well and he's one of the hottest players in Major League Baseball, why not let him in? And Bruce Bochy, who gets to make the selections, has done it right. He's left it up to the fans. He goes, here's the guys I think are deserving, but he still has a chance. You've got that final 5 now. There's 5 guys in the American League, 5 guys in the National League. You can go to MLB.com, and you can vote for the guy that you think belongs in the All-Star game. And Puig is there, and you tell me that he is setting in second as of today, and you get to vote all week long. So that'll solve it. If the fans want him in, he'll get in. And if they don't, then nobody's really going to worry too much about it, and I don't think Puig's going to worry too much about it either.
Good point. Yep. Hey, that's a good. You've answered my question, and that's all. Freddie Freeman is the guy that's beating him from the Atlanta Braves. He's the first baseman, and you know, both are well deserving. It'd be nice if they could both get in. That's not going to happen, but they both are playing very well. The other one is the story with the Detroit Tiger pitcher that's having a great year and hasn't lost yet.
Max Scherzer, a former Missouri Tiger.
Yeah,
we got to see him play pitch against the Huskers. He was a great Friday night starter in the Big 12 Conference.
You know, Doug, I'm not positive, but I think he's 13-0, and he may be 12-0. But, I mean, he's off to a great start, and that'll be interesting because, I think the manager of the Detroit Tigers, if I'm not correct, is going to manage the team because they went to the World Series.
Yep.
I wonder if he'll start him. He might want to use him for another game.
Well, and again, in this day and age, and good Lord, I this is one thing I don't get either. So if he pitches on Friday or Saturday or Sunday, he probably won't be available. You know what? Anymore, you're pitching him one inning in an All-Star game is usually what the starter gets. Maybe he gets 2. Come on. You're a pro. Get out there and pitch. I mean, that's an honor. Get out there and pitch. One other thing, Jimmy, before we go into a break here that I did want to ask you, watching the Royals telecast yesterday and to this day and age, you never know which one's if it's going to be Ryan Lefevre or Denny Matthews or Fiziak or who all is going to be talking about this. But on the television broadcast yesterday, they were talking about their 2 all-stars in Gordon and Perez that are going to the all-star game. But then they tried to make up the all-time Royals all-star team from 69 to where they are today. And immediately I was watching with my brother-in-law, we're able to rattle off a few names and actually most of the names to tell you the truth. You just didn't know how many guys they were going to put on there. But if you were going to pick the greatest Royals catcher ever, who would it be?
I guess I'd go with Boone. Who do you have?
Well, I immediately went Daryl Porter, and then that would be followed by John Wathan, and then maybe they went with Mike McFarlane because he was sitting with them on the he was talking to him, so they put Mike McFarland up there. Just because he was there the longest. They didn't put Bo Jackson on the list either, and Mark McFarland says, well, Bo Jackson's got to be on this list. I don't care if he wasn't here that long. He's one of the greatest guys to ever play the game. But you had John Mayberry at first, and this is off the top of my head, John Mayberry at first, Fred White at second, Freddie Patek at short, and, of course, George Brett at third. They put McFarland as the catcher. Their outfielders were Willie Wilson, Amos Otis, and then they put Alex Gordon in there. Well, you got to put Bo Jackson in there ahead of Alex Gordon, even as Nebraska fans that we are on.
You know,
and then as
Al Cowens, one year played right field and was second in the most outstanding player of the year. He got second in the voting, and he played right field. Al Cowens did. UL Washington played second base, yep. But you know, remember they had the drug scandal there where they got in that mess. That probably takes him off that deal. But Willie Mays Akins, you had all kinds of first basemen. But John Mayberry, just for some reason, I think he's got to be in there. But the catcher, hey, the best one they've ever had probably is playing in the All-Star game this year.
Well, I hope he sticks around for a while. I was trying to their pitchers. They had Apier, Saberhagen, Dennis Leonard. I don't think they even put David Cone on there, but those were three of the starting pitchers they had out there. They were talking about Gubiza, and Steve Busby was one of them. And, of course, then they had Montgomery and Quisenberry as two of their closers, as well as Joaquin Soria, who wasn't necessarily there all that long either. So, there's been some good Royals. I mean, they didn't even mention like a guy like a Jermaine Dye that they mentioned it, but they didn't put him up there. Danny Tartable, some of the guys that maybe did well when the team necessarily wasn't. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more. It's an extended division of the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Omaha Country Club, the 34th annual U.S. Senior Open. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com. Great site. Like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games. Personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity, Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance. Whether you'll want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids, and the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months, and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
There are questions, and there are cooler questions. You know, the kind you like to stand around and shoot the breeze over. The kind on the Midtown Mart Cooler Question on the front page of ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on, check it out, and vote. If you want to, comment too. Post on Facebook or send a tweet from Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics.
As some sunshine develops today, we'll see a few isolated storms around the area. Otherwise, looking at highs around 96 today with south winds to 10 to 20. Tonight, with a chance for isolated storms, we'll head back to a low of 71. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So glad to have you along here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. getting our 12 teams in 12 days underway, chatting earlier today about Purdue. If you miss any of our Doug and Daddy show at any time, any of the interviews, any of the chatter, you can always go to our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft and Courtyard. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. You can click on any of the Doug and Daddy shows, not just from today, not just from last week, last month, but you can go back as far as you want to maybe pick up that interview that you missed or some of our clowning around or some of our amazing predictions here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So go to ESPNSuperstation.com. That's where the podcasts are. That's where you can vote on the Midtown Mark Cooler question. An easy like button there to like us on Facebook so you know who's on the show and what is coming up on ESPN Radio. But the 72-hole event gets underway here at the U.S. Senior Open at the Omaha Country Club on Thursday. Practice rounds today through there. They're anticipating more than 150,000 spectators during that time. The Omaha Country Club was designed way back in 1925, and then they completed their major renovations and enhancements in 2006. This is the first Open Championship of any kind in the state of Nebraska. There's only been two other USGA events. They held the 1941 United States Amateur, which was huge, at the Omaha Field Club, and the 1996 U.S. Women's Amateur was at Firethorn in Lincoln. And the Senior Open will stay in the Midwest next year when they go to Oak Tree down in Edmond. Then it's out to Sacramento and to Columbus, Ohio, over the next 4 years. So coverage on NBC, ESPN2, and of course, plenty of it right here on ESPN Radio. The gates open at 6:30 every morning through Friday. Then at 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Practice rounds begin at 7 a.m. There's a Dennis Walters golf show on the practice range tomorrow at 2 o'clock. They've got the junior exhibition at 2 o'clock on Wednesday. Eric Crouch and Danny Woodhead are going to be taking on Fred Funk and Hale Irwin in a variety of different events that's going to be going on Wednesday with their exhibit. So that ought to be a pretty cool event, a golf skills challenge, 2 o'clock, and the kids can go from their exhibit earlier in the day to the practice range and watch that. So that ought to be pretty cool. Lots of things going on down here, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, Doug, that's got interesting information about how few events Nebraska's been able to have. That's amazing. I didn't realize that. 1941, that had been in the summer, you know, and, of course, we all know what happened December 7, 1941. World War II broke out. So that was during that time. That's how long it's been.
Yeah, long, long, long time ago. So we'll see how this championship holds out here. Something else as we extend, and we're going to have a little extended Doug and Daddy show throughout the week here from the Omaha Country Club. As we said, not a whole ton of players that have that are here necessarily today. There's quite a few, but I'm talking name players. We've talked about some of those that have been here, and Fred Funk, who we talked to and talked about that earlier in the show. But something that Nebraska continues from time to time, Jimmy, to get their name out there. For we know all the academic All-Americans, and then they do something that really affects the sports world. Of course, the new walls that are being built in NASCAR with the give, so they're not just cement, and the University of Nebraska behind that. And now, and you may have seen or heard or read about all this, Nebraska jumping in there to study concussions. And this is something that Tom Osborne was really behind, and they've got a company going forward here, and they're hoping that it's a day when a football player who takes a hit comes to the sideline, and then he can put on a special device just to really get that medical staff all the information they need.
Yeah, we're really behind on that. We just weren't aware of it. And again, you know, I've tried to explain to our listeners a little bit about the. Referees, when they go to clinics and they go to the Big 12 and the Big 10 clinics, and they are taught what they want called, and this game's not called the way it was when I was taught how to play football or go on about what you where you hit and you drive your head in there and you do this. They're teaching that, hey, you use your helmet in any way, it's a penalty, and if you lead with the helmet. And so that's the first step with football and to try to avoid the concussions is how to teach the players how not to lead with that helmet. You know, and that's the first step. Then the next step, like you say, is to, if somebody does have an injury because of it, is to sit them out and make sure they're safe and that they're ready to play, and not putting them there early enough. I mean, because you hear stories where players, man, I'll tell you what, I couldn't even remember where I was at. I don't even remember the whole third or fourth quarter. You know, that's what we're trying to avoid. So I agree, and that's great, and I can see Tom Osborne being a big help to that.
And the Center for Brain Biology and Behavior is opening up in that newly expanded east side of Memorial Stadium. It's not just putting in bleachers and seats for Husker football fans, but it's part of all of that. And they're hoping that their sideline concussion assessment tool will be the first of what he hopes is many groundbreaking developments to come out of there. It allows medical personnel to go beyond the standard practice of asking those questions. They can actually see on their monitors and see what's going on, kind of that mesh cap. Maybe you've seen them when they make video games, they put all those electrodes all over you. This would be just kind of a mesh cap full of electrodes that, you know, you wouldn't have to ask a whole lot of questions. It would all be right there on the screen for the doctors on the sideline.
Yeah, because, you know, Doug, a player has to go in for a screening beforehand right now. They go in, you test them, and then you find out a little bit about, you know, what they know, and then you put that on them, and I think then find out exactly where they're at.
Let's take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're extending our program today and throughout the week from the U.S. Senior Open. We'll be back after this.
Superstation Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez and running back Amir Abdullah have been named to the watch list for the Maxwell Award, given each year to the nation's top player. Martinez has already shattered several Nebraska records in his first three seasons as a starting quarterback, including records for career and season total offense, career passing yards, and ranked second among quarterbacks in career rushing yards. Abdullah rushed for 1,137 yards and scored 8 touchdowns last year as a sophomore. He also averaged 13.1 yards per return on punts and 21.2 yards per return on kickoffs. Abdullah was also named to the watch list for the Paul Hornung Award. The Nebraska football team has been busy on the recruiting trail. The Huskers have landed a 5'6", 165-pound running back from Klein, Texas. Lorenzo Stewart rushed for 2,345 yards and 21 touchdowns during his high school career and finished fifth in the 100-meter dash at the Texas 5A State Championships. He had other offers from Baylor, Louisiana Tech, and Houston. The Huskers also picked up commitments from tight end Freedom Akinwolandon of Grandview, Missouri, and wide receiver Monte Harrison of Lee's Summit, Missouri. Harrison will also play baseball in Nebraska. Nebraska lost a commitment from defensive back Jason Hall, who is now considering offers from Texas and Oklahoma. Creighton standout Doug McDermott scored a game-high 23 points to help Team USA to a 96-53 win over the Czech Republic today at the World University Games in Russia. McDermott also pulled down 10 rebounds. The USA will continue preliminary round play on Wednesday with a game against Sweden. And Jed Lowry and Eric Sogard went deep to help the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 10-4 yesterday. Kansas City is now 41-44. They'll play the Yankees tonight in New York. First pitch will be at 6:05. Pregame show at 5:25 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble, August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble, Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, rolling along from the Omaha Country Club of the 2013 United States Senior Open, 34th annual edition, and not a lot of excitement as far as the world of golf over the weekend. Jonas Blixt won the Greenbrier. They had a long rain delay yesterday. They got teed off very late. They barely finished off their round, but they were able to get it done, which I'm sure made a lot of people happy. And Kenny Perry coming off the major championship 2 weeks ago seniors had a quiet weekend. Tom Watson was in action. Some of them getting ready already for the British Open, which will be coming up next month, which is going on, of course, across the pond where all kinds of excitement is. And Roger Chapman is the defending U.S. Senior Open champion. And also Tim Flaherty is the senior director of the USGA, and we'll get a chance to hear from him here in just a couple of minutes as well. Tomorrow, Jim Langan's going to be back in studio with me as well. But Jimmy, I think you might be a perfect person to ask for this. You're the perfect Nebraskan. You're not a golfer, but this event is going on. Football is still a little bit away around the corner. Level of interest is what?
I'd say somewhere between a 1 and a 10. It's probably a 4. And by Thursday, it's going to be a 7. That's how it's going to go. I mean, right now, it's here, and people are going to be talking about it, and it's going to go on, and it's going to go to about a 7. And I think by the end of the week, if it's a very competitive television, things like that that might cook in, you know what I mean? It might get up there, and we might go. But right now, it's still about a 4. What's your feeling?
Well, I'm a golf fan, so for me, it's way up there.
Yes.
It's on that 9 to 10 scale, but that's what I'm wondering. Anything that of this nature, I mean, like we've said, you've got the NCAA basketball opening rounds have been in Omaha. You had the U.S. Olympic swim trials have been in Omaha. You've got the College World Series that is in Omaha. I'm interested to see where this compares to those other ones.
Well, this is up there. Now, I'm telling you right now, there's some friends of mine are going to it, and they're going to be going. In fact, we play baseball in Lincoln on Thursday. I'm giving one of the guys a ride back. Dave Roseberry is going to go down. He's going down with some friends, and they're going to be watching it on Thursday. So I know the interest level is up there. It's kind of like if you asked me the same question about the College World Series. You and I love, you know, that the College World Series. So our interest level's already up there pretty high. Or you and I, how many people really cared about the Preakness Stakes compared to you and me? I mean, you know, I mean, the level of interest. So I tried to go through that. And because the interest level of the Nebraska versus an Eastern Illinois football game is not very high on my category. But for everybody else in the state, it sure is.
Well, interesting to see how it all plays out, and we'll be here bringing you updates, talking to some of the golfers, talking to some of the folks involved with what's going on here at the Senior Open. And we had a chance to catch up, me and John Gaskins from Lincoln, with the senior director of the USGA, Tim Flaherty, about putting this event on here at the Omaha Country Club, and here is that conversation.
Take us back to 2006 at Prairie Dunes in Kansas, and just how you ran into Patrick and kind of dive into that story a little bit more about hatching the idea to bring it here.
Sure. We were down at the 2006 U.S. Senior Open was at Prairie Dunes in Hutchinson, Kansas. And I was just actually out watching golf, driving by on a practice round. And I stopped, and there was a guy putting on the green. And a guy named Patrick Duffy came over and introduced himself and said, you know, I'm from Omaha Country Club. We just had a major renovation. And I perked up a little bit because Omaha's always been on my radar. We had a hugely successful event in Des Moines in 99. You know, when Patrick started talking about the golf course has been improved, it's been lengthened, I perked up because Omaha, as I said, has always been on my mind. So, and it went from there. I came out that fall, met with Patrick. Jim Hyler was chairman of the championship committee. He was our president last year, but at that time, I talked to him a little bit about it. And Jeff Hall came out and checked the golf course, and that was it. It was pretty much fast tracked. We were real happy with everything right off the bat.
You're selecting courses. I know for the Senior Open, sometimes you select some of the courses that have held the U.S. Opens, mm-hmm. and then sometimes you go a little bit off the map like this. But what are you looking for in general? What are the most important aspects you're looking for in a course?
Yeah, the golf course. We're looking for the toughest test we can find. You know, these players. You know, don't make no doubt. These players are very good players. You're talking about Bernhard Langer. You know, Fred Couples was in contention at the Masters right through Sunday. So it's a high level of play. We're looking for a stern test, a fair test. But you look at a lot of different things as well on the golf course. But really, you're looking for a fair test that you know that you can present a real challenge for the best players. We pride ourselves that players know that this is going to be the toughest test they face on the Champions Tour for the year. They know that. They know the golf courses we go to. They expect that, and we try to deliver that.
Yeah. And In fairness to the Omaha Country Club, this can be a yes-no question, but were there any other courses in Omaha that you were considering? When you said Omaha was on the radar, was it this, or were there considerations to other places?
Well, we operate, we accept invitations from clubs. So Patrick and I had some discussions. We came out and looked at it. I told Patrick the committee would probably view it very positive, and they issued an invitation to us. So we only go to courses where we're invited. So
yeah. This is the only one?
And Omaha sent us an invitation, and we followed up on it, and that's how it happened. Yeah.
How hard is it? Is it a gamble to take a course for the first time, a new venue?
Well, look, we got Jeff Hall, who's been working at the USGA for over 20 years. Jeff does an excellent job. He knows these players very well. He knows their ability levels. I think, you know, Jeff is very much a part of the discussion. You know, the discussion with a senior open site really starts with the golf course. If the golf course isn't there, it doesn't matter what I'm telling people about the market or the membership or any of those things. It's got to be Jeff, you know, giving the course the blessing. And Jeff really felt like, you know, Jeff, again, he was here and he loved the course. He loved the lay. As he said, we both kind of had the same reaction. We were coming to Omaha, Nebraska. We were expecting flat, the prairie, you know, we're from the Northeast. We just have a vision in Nebraska. And you come out here and you see these holes with the topography. And we really fell in love with it right off the bat. And we had no doubts that this can, we still have no doubts that this will provide the appropriate test. Jeff's very good at what he does.
And as far as expanding the game of golf, how important is it to expand the venues that you take your championships in new states, new cities?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. We've had great success with the Senior Open, you know, Hutchinson, Kansas, Toledo, Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. It's some markets that aren't necessarily New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, but it does give us a good opportunity to spread the game and to spread in the USGA. You know, kids 17 and under free, we want as many kids out here as we can get to try to grow the game and try to help the game. But these off markets, I shouldn't say off markets, but these smaller markets work really well for us. And it does give us a great opportunity to extend the USGA message.
What are different challenges or aspects of finding courses or setting up courses for the Senior Open compared to just the U.S. Open?
Sure. I mean, the Senior Open is different. The Men's Open, obviously, the test is tougher and sterner. With the Senior Open, you need to be a little bit careful. You've got about 75 to 80 Champions Tour players. After that, we have about 70 to 75 qualifiers. It's an 18-hole qualifier. Of that group, you know, you'll get some lifelong club professionals. You'll get 20 to 30 amateur players. So Jeff has a very difficult task on Thursday, Friday. Yeah. He's got the best players in the world. He's got Fred Couples and Tom Lehman and Bernhard Langer playing the course. You've also got some amateurs at the other end of the field. So we need to make it playable for Thursday, Friday. It'll get a little tougher on the weekend. Right. But the setup, you know, for the Senior Open, it's again, as I said earlier, it's the toughest test on the Champions Tour. But we do are cognizant of the fact that half of our field are not regular tour players. Jeff plans accordingly.
Is length not as much of a factor? I mean, is it more about precision when it comes to the older players?
Yeah, I think there may be a perception that these older guys are not hitting the ball very far. They hit the ball far.
Yeah.
They hit the ball far. So, but you're right. I mean, a place like Omaha Country Club, they're not going to be overwhelmed with length there. It's a great set of Maxwell greens, and I think that's the defense of the golf course. The bunkering is great. You know, it looks a lot like Southern Hills. You stand on the par threes and you see Southern Hills or Colonial. Maxwell courses. So I think you're right. I think the defense will be the greens and some of the surrounds around the green.
I know the first 10, 15 years of the U.S. Senior Open and the Senior PGA Tour, you had Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, Lee Trevino, Nicklaus in those early years. But all these guys that were stars on the PGA Tour, when you're, you know, the key demographic that you're looking at, the fans that are going to be out here, now that they're senior players, how much interest have you seen in the game at the senior level, say the last 10 years or so?
Sure. Well, look, the Senior Open, we've had tremendous success. We've, again, we sort of keep breaking records, you know. Look, we internally had concerns when Jack Nicklaus stopped playing, we had Arnold playing right up through 05. Jack had some injuries. His last was 03 in Toledo, Ohio. But, you know, Arnold played right through to 05. There were always concerns about that, but it has not slowed down. I mean, it's evidenced by the results we're seeing here with record-breaking corporate support, over 2 million in ticket sales. There's a lot of interest in these players. Again, a guy like Freddie Couples came on the tour. His first Senior Open was 2010. We played that in Seattle, his hometown. He and Langer were in the last group the last 2 days. Freddie had a little triple bogey, unfortunately, on the second hole. But we had tremendous crowds there. There was tremendous interest. Had a lot to do with couples. So there's always names coming in. You know, Colin Montgomery filed an entry the other day. That's a big name for golf. He's an interesting personality in golf. He's had a lot of success in golf. So the players keep coming. You know, and the game is bigger than one name or two names. The game is always going to continue, and there's great players. But the game's much bigger than one or two players.
That is Tim Flaherty, the senior director of the USGA, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. In an earlier conversation we had with him, just saw Tom Kite's name pop up on the practice board. It looks like about 2 o'clock, he's going to go try and play a little bit of the course here today. So, Jimmy, you're talking about some of those big names. I just saw Tom Kite's name pop on the board here recently.
That'd be a big time name. Hey, Doug, can you do a little homework for me? If you can find out how much, and you might even know already, but if not, you can find out by tomorrow, how much money first, second, and third place pays, and then how much is in the total purse?
Let's see.
You got that?
I believe I have that information.
Okay.
I'll work on that for you. And this might be off Omaha Country Club. The purse, $2.6 million. The winning share is $500,000.
$500,000. So after that, there's $2.1 million to go to the rest of the players. You know, guy takes about – so actually you're taking about 20%, isn't he, the winner?
It drops off dramatically, and the field will be cut to the low 60 and ties or anyone within 10 strokes of the lead. So you lose – well over half your field during the cut, because like they said, most of these senior events, they'll be under 100 players on a weekly regular senior event playing in it. But here at the Open, it's just like the regular U.S. Open. You got about 152, 156 players that are in the field. Russ Cochran is the latest one to drop out. There have been some names here over the last week that have allowed some alternates to get into the field. So maybe from that aspect, obviously, those alternates, probably no names that you've heard of. And unfortunately, Russ Cochran, if you love golf, you've heard of him at least.
Yes. Hey, tell the first tee time Thursday, what time is it in the morning, the very first tee time?
I believe they'll go right after 7 o'clock. Those are not officially out until tomorrow.
Okay, got it. All right.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, extended Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Omaha Country Club and the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, getting you ready for the U.S. Senior Open. We'll be right back.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Protecting them is something you've always done. It is something you will always do. But sometimes it's complicated, and you may need a little help along the way. Parents, take a stand and visit us online at positivepressure.org for answers, tips, and support about protecting your child from alcohol abuse.
Powered by Buffalo County Community Partners.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Summer means warm weather, and that means grilling outdoors. This year, whether you're at the ball field, hanging out with friends, or are in the woods camping, make sure you have a Weber Smoky Joe Charcoal Grill, available at Hardware Hank. Weber's Smoky Joe Charcoal Grill has a porcelain enameled bowl and lid, plated steel cooking grate, rust-resistant aluminum damper, nylon handle, and a 14.5-inch diameter cooking area. Visit your nearest Hardware Hank for Weber's Smoky Joe Charcoal Grill today.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank Hardware. Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 8th through the 11th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2013 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681. Call now. That's 1-888-912-1681. 1-888-912-1681.
And the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you, with a lot going on here for the 34th annual U.S. Senior Open. More of the names that are not going to be here, Nick Price and Craig Stadler, the Walrus, will not be here. But Rocco Mediate will be here. And as we said, Tom Kite, Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Fred Funk, who we talked to, was here with his practice round. So there's going to be a lot of really cool folks that are going to be on hand playing golf here this weekend.
Yes, there are. Hey, those are some good names there. And, hey, Doug, we were talking, you know, Chapman won it last year, and then you told, maybe tell our listeners who tied for second last year, because there was a big tie and a big wall right there.
Oh, yeah, this is where all the guys you would expect to win a tournament would be. Fred Funk, who we talked to, Tom Lehman, Corey Pavin, Bernhard Langer, they all tied for second in last year's U.S. Senior Open, two shots behind Roger Chapman. And then farther down the list, all in the top 15, John Cook, John Houston, Mark Wiebe, Pete Senior, Jay Haas, Tom Kite, Mark Calcavecchia, Fred Couples. They were all in the top 15 last year, and most of those guys will be here in Omaha competing for the 2013 championship this year.
Yep, and Calcavecchia, like we talked about earlier, from Nebraska originally. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there's a big following for him, or if there's any following for any player, you know, like there is like for Tiger Woods when he's on his tour. Do you think people are just plopped down, they'll get to one hole, and they'll just stay right there and kind of watch and try to watch two or three holes?
That'll be the interesting thing too, Jimmy, because a lot of the fans here will have never been to an event like this. From the Omaha market, a lot of them have been to the Cox Classic on the web.com tour, the old nationwide tour, the minor leagues of the major tour, but that's been at Champions Run. A lot of people are familiar with that. Some folks have been out of state and have attended a tournament or two, but I mean, let's face it, 75% of the people that come to this, I think, are going to be going to the first golf tournament in their lives, first major for sure in their lives out here. And I think Fred Couples is going to be the most popular player here. It'll be interesting to see who he gets paired with.
Yeah, I think that might be so. Yeah, having money there will be interesting too, because, you know, would you watch the Cup, and if you're a real diehard and you wanted the United States to win, money was always on the other side, made it real competitive for you. Kind of like when you and I like the Royals and we'd see some of the Yankees over there.
Oh, absolutely no doubt about it. No love lost there. But, guys, Colin Montgomery is one of the guys that I actually do want to watch play a little bit later on this week, because I think he'll, you know, I think I said this earlier on the show, he's past the point. He's kind of one of those guys that you almost want to see do well. He was supposed to do well, and he has done well. He just never did well or win majors. And I mean, how much heckling is he going to catch in Omaha, Nebraska? He might. I hope any heckling is kind of a
a joking fun that'll make him smile type of way, and then you move on with the tournament.
Yeah, you're right. You know, the Midwest, we have a tendency, it's good. We don't heckle that much. We really don't get the most heckling I think we've ever seen was maybe last year during the Home Run Derby in the Kansas City Royals when they didn't select our player to be on the Home Run team. And then when Robinson Cano went up to bat, they seemed to get on him a little bit.
Yeah, poor Billy Butler didn't get in. Again, so I would imagine the most heckling occurs when Texas fans are around.
Yeah, definitely good point. Yeah, especially if Texas wins. When Texas wins, we have a tendency not to care for them that much.
Folks, you can always join us on the Doug and Daddy Show by firing off to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining, downtown Kearney. And, of course, our email address is always Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fire off a phone call to the Bruce Furniture fan line, 888-455-3776. And that's the way you get a hold of us and win all the great things that we have to give away, like Troutman's Tuesday Trivia tomorrow. We'll be back with more right after this.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the chicken coop.
For better food and more selection, why go anywhere else than the Chicken Coop? The Chicken Coop Sports Bar has been serving up your favorites for nearly a decade. They have perfected more than a dozen awesome sauces for regular and boneless wings, chicken sandwiches, even chicken salads, or enjoy one of the best steaks in town. So for lunch or dinner or for the big game, bring your family and friends to the Chicken Coop with party rooms available downtown Grand Island.
Farmers, now is the time to beat the heat with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer today. You can also check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Are you itching to win a brand new $45,000 pickup truck, but you can't wait for the Adams County Fair? Stop out to Hastings Ford Lincoln this Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30. The first 50 people get an opportunity to unlock the Hastings Ford Lincoln Visible Vault. Inside, the keys to a brand new Ford pickup. Unlock the vault, win the truck. We'll see you this Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30. Brought to you by Flat River Radio and Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required refers to rental purchase transactions.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains, heartburn, or acid reflux? Are you looking to lose weight? Listen to this.
This is Mark Sintek from Ord, Nebraska. On the Yoli Better Body System, in just a few short weeks, I have lost my back pain, my shoulder pain, and my arthritis. I used to not to be able to stand up for 20 or 30 minutes, and then my back would start aching and I'd have to sit down. Now, on several occasions, I have stood for 2, 3, 4 hours with no back pain. I couldn't walk 3 laps around the track and my back would ache. Now I can walk 2 to 3 miles. My triglycerides went from 431 to an even 100. I sleep at least 8 to 9 hours per night. And oh, by the way, I've also lost 32 pounds. I'm able to keep the weight off without feeling hungry. Yoli, the Better Body System with the amazing Alkaleek product, gets rid of the acidity in your body from the foods that we eat and drink.
Find out more. Go to TriCityBetterBody.com. That's TriCityBetterBody.com.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Don't forget to vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. We're going overtime. We're going extended. And we'll be doing that through a lot of July, not only at the Big Ten Media Days in Chicago later this month, but this week we are at the 34th annual U.S. Senior Open, the first USGA Open event to be held in the state of Nebraska ever. There was a women's amateur at the Firethorn in Lincoln in 96, and the U.S. amateur was way back in 1941 at the Omaha Field Club. So that's the only two previous events of this magnitude. And also, this one you just mentioned a little bit, Jimmy, the Royals in New York to open up a series with the Yankees tonight. What do you think?
It'll be interesting to see how they treat us. You know, I don't think they're more involved with the Red Sox and that. But it'd be nice if we could win tonight. I guarantee I'm going to be watching the game. I got nothing else going on. I'm going to be turning that thing on.
Well, I would think since the Yankees are on every single time on ESPN television, they'd be on tonight. But I don't think they are. Also, but we can catch them locally, of course. Also, you were mentioning during the break, some breaking news that John Daly is done for the rest of the year, has withdrawn from the British Open, which being the former champ and doing some good things over there, he's eligible for. But John Daly having some surgery, it sounds like, and is out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, he pulled out of a tournament and said, just came off the wire on the ESPN wire that was happening. They have a few things. They've been playing. We watch a little tennis here, you know, as we're going through it. And but you know, the sound's off. But that I just saw it on the bottom of the screen there. That's right.
So John Daly, done for a while, and even when he's not doing well, people still enjoy watching him play.
Yeah, he was the fan favorite. You know, he was the one. You know, when a couple guys withdrew from the tournament, and so he got to be one of those extra players. Didn't even know it until like 2 days before the tournament. Just took off driving somewhere and ended up winning the whole thing. What a story that was! And I don't even remember the year, but I'm going to say it was like somewhere between 1990 and 1997.
Yeah, it was back in the day when he definitely made a lot of noise. Winding down some time here, a couple of things that we have talked about and haven't talked about. I think we've covered just about everything from our 12 teams in 12 days with Purdue to the Mr. and Miss Basketball Tournament. As we said, Legion Baseball tonight, the Cornhusker League Championships. Then tomorrow it's the Cornhusker League All-Star Game, which is always fun, Jimmy.
Yes, it is. That's always a good time, and that's one in Grand Island, isn't it? The one you're talking about, or is that one in Kearney you're talking about?
Well, the All-Star Game's always in Grand Island.
Yeah,
it'll be played at Ryder Park tomorrow. And Kearney, I know, has four kids, and Hastings has had a decent year. Grand Island, obviously, Home Federal's playing for the championship tonight.
Right. Yep. And that's always a fun time. And I've umpired that a few years. I'm not umpiring it this year, but that's always a good selection. I know there was a pitcher from Kearney, a really good pitcher from Kearney last year, because I worked the plate. I won't mention his name. But anyway, the first guy up singled, second guy up singled, and third guy had a 3-run homer. And he looked at me going, hey, you know, his earned run average is about 1.3, you know, for the year. And he's given up 3 runs and hasn't got anybody out yet. Yeah. So,
well, that's the way it happens. Well, let's get a sports update here from Mike Will. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show from the U.S. Senior Open after this.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will. A Sports Center update on ESPN, brought to you by Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everyone gets a great deal and a great deal more. Nebraska quarterback Taylor Martinez and running back Amir Abdullah have been named to the watch list for the Maxwell Award, given each year to the nation's top player. Abdullah was also named to the watch list for the Paul Hornung Award. Creighton standout Doug McDermott scored a game-high 23 points to help Team USA to a 96-53 win over the Czech Republic today at the World University Games in Russia. McDermott also pulled down 10 rebounds. The USA will continue preliminary round play on Wednesday with a game against Sweden. Hastings Five Points Bank lost at Elkhorn 8-4 yesterday in the Mike Peterson Tournament in Lincoln. Hastings went 1-4 in that tournament to fall to 14-24-1. Hastings will play host to Lincoln Southwest coming up on Thursday. Lincoln Pius Union Bank won the tournament championship with a 10-4 win over Lincoln East U-Stop. Three members of the Hastings Five Points Bank baseball team have been selected to play in the Cornhusker League All-Star Game tomorrow night at Ryder Park in Grand Island. The three include Xander Schmidt, Matt Karloff, and Mason Spilanek. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes is now 26-10 in the season after splitting two games with Gretna on Saturday. Hastings won 10-8 and lost 8-3. Johnson Imperial Homes are now getting ready for the Cornhusker League Championship game tonight against Lincoln Pius Sandhills Publishing. Hastings will be looking for their second title in the past 3 years. Game time will be at 7 o'clock out at Duncan Field, and 1230 KHIS will broadcast beginning with a pregame show at 6:45. Grand Island Home Federal will play Lincoln Pius Union Bank for the Seniors Championship tonight in Lincoln. In other action, Kearney Runza went 4-1 in that Mike Peterson tournament to improve to 22-13. They'll play host to Lincoln High in a doubleheader coming up on Wednesday. Kearney Post 52 went 4-0 in the Grand Island tournament. They are now 25-12 and will play in the Lincoln tournament this weekend. Kearney Little Caesars went 1-2 in their own tournament out at Memorial Field over the weekend. They'll host Donovan Trumbull coming up tomorrow night. The Omaha Country Club will host the 2013 U.S. Senior Open this week. Today is the first of 3 days of practice rounds prior to the 72-hole tournament that wraps up on Sunday. Tournament officials expect attendance for the week to top 150,000 spectators for the first United States Golf Association Championship in Omaha since 1941. Former Nebraska Kearney outfielder and first baseman Brian Wiest has signed with the Lincoln Salt Dogs. Wiest hit .397 with 15 home runs and 17 doubles this spring. And Jed Lowry and Eric Sogard went deep to help the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 10-4 yesterday. Kansas City is now 41-44 in the season. They'll play the Yankees tonight in New York. First pitch will be at 6:05. Pre-game show begins at 5:25 on the Breeze, KOLIQ 94.5. And that's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
This is Tom Feltis, the owner of Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, and I would like to personally invite you to stop and see our newly remodeled dealership. We have created a bigger and better dealership for our customers to make your service and shopping experience the best it can be. With two comfortable waiting areas with big screen TVs and free coffee and refreshments, and a customer business center with Wi-Fi and a personal computer so you can get some work done while you wait. We have upgraded our service department with General Motors' new service workbench system to help us maintain and service your vehicle with world-class technology and speed. And as always, we have one of Central Nebraska's largest selections of new Chevrolets and Buicks for you to choose from, as well as over 200 quality-checked pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock and priced for any budget. Stop in today and see the all-new Plum Creek Motors in Lexington, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Well, the Doug and Daddy Show rolling on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, taking you to the top of the hour with special extended coverage from the 34th Annual U.S. Senior Open, which tees off officially on Thursday. Practice rounds going on right now. We mentioned Team USA, the United States women playing the country of Mali, and Jordan Hooper is on that team, and they are still playing at this hour. But Creighton standout Doug McDermott had 23 points and 10 rebounds this morning to help Team USA to a 96-53 win over the Czech Republic. The World University game is going on in Russia. The U.S. will play Wednesday against Sweden. They beat the United Arab Emirates 140-46 yesterday, Jimmy. So if you had the spread at 95, you were good.
I think that's what it was. It was a push, Doug. It ended up being a push. Hey, that was good news on the Creighton basketball player that gets to come back and play another year. Did you see that or not?
That was Grant Gibbs. He was. He is back, and that's going to be big for them.
Yeah, huge, and I'll tell you what, with McDermott back, I'll tell you what, in the Big East, going into the Big East, that would be an exciting season. Hey, you don't care if I mentioned, I think the four guys that are playing in that for Runza in the All-Star game are Anthony Pacheco, Mitch Heemstra, Hunter King, and Matt Moore, and hope they have a good game for them. They're always bad in the top four, usually in the lineup for Runza this year, and I hope they play well tomorrow in that All-Star game.
Yeah, you were mentioning Xander Schmidt, Matt Karloff, Mason Spilnick representing Hastings 5 Points Bank in the All-Star game tomorrow. So there you go. And Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes getting ready for the Cornhusker League Championship game tonight against Sandhills Publishing, which is the Lincoln Pius kids. They're looking for their second title in 3 years. And you'll be able to hear the game on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Mike Will will have the call of the junior championship. And as we said, the senior championship is tonight in Lincoln. Grand Island Home Federal will play Lincoln Pius as well. They're known as Union Bank. And Kearney runs a 4-1 of the Mike Peterson tournament this weekend. So congratulations to them. It was a pretty successful weekend once again for area teams going to that Peterson tournament. That's pretty unbelievable. They had some incredible competition. Coach Archer told us, he goes, it was the four teams that were in the semifinals last year plus the Class B state champion. That's pretty good competition.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I talked to Archer just briefly on that too. And for some reason, I thought they got beat twice in that tournament, but evidently they went 4-1. So.
Well, I've been wrong before.
No, but that's what we got that information from the Hastings media or whatever,
Mike,
too. So yeah,
Mikey's full of knowledge. There I you, trust Mikey.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Jimmy, anything else before we wrap her up?
No, I'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk a little Minnesota football. I'm going to go home and study on them, see what I can find out.
All right, let's see. They're kind of in that same situation, trying to get to that next spot. Their schedule may not be the easiest as well. Now, for Minnesota, it might be, but once they get to the conference, could be a little bit tougher. That'll wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Marcus Fuller of the St. Paul Pioneer Press will join us to chat about Minnesota football in our 12 teams in 12 days. We've got Michigan and Michigan State later this week. Phil Steele will join us on Thursday. We're here at the U.S. Senior Open all week long. We still have our Doug and Daddy hot dog contest. The hot dog eating contest is Friday. Get signed up at ESPNSuperstation.com and find out all the details there. We want to thank Fred Funk for giving us some time today here from the U.S. Senior Open. Mike Carman of the Lafayette Journal-Courier for his breakdown. And, of course, to Jimmy Lang and co-host, and he'll be back again tomorrow. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, who's in for the recently married Jeff Babel. We didn't even talk about that too much, but Merritt said it went okay, and Jeffrey should return in one piece, we hope, next week. This is Doug Ditta saying thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.